Bank of America's speculative excess warning is worth taking seriously even if you're skeptical of Wall Street self-serving caution. S&P futures are trading around 7,560 this morning, a level that reflects enormous optimism about AI-driven earnings growth. BofA's concern is that speculative positioning has moved to what they're calling extreme levels, creating the conditions for a sharp reversal, what they're calling a snapback, when sentiment shifts. The historical pattern BofA is invoking is that speculative excess tends to resolve quickly and painfully rather than slowly and manageably.
The Alphabet story is interesting context for that warning. Shares climbed after Jim Cramer named it a top 2026 pick, citing AI dominance. Cramer has enough media reach to move retail sentiment meaningfully, and retail participation in equity markets is currently elevated. When a stock moves on Cramer's recommendation, that's not necessarily irrational. Alphabet's fundamentals are genuinely strong, but it's a symptom of the sentiment-driven environment BofA is flagging. Sophisticated investors pay attention when retail momentum becomes a primary price driver because it suggests prices are moving faster than fundamentals justify.
The clean energy price surge story is one with real economic consequences for consumers and businesses. The U.S. clean energy tax credits that were part of the Inflation Reduction Act provided significant incentives for solar, wind, and battery storage development. With those credits expiring or being eliminated after the deadline passed, the economics of new clean energy projects shift materially. Developers who were penciling in projects at one cost structure now face higher capital costs, which will either make projects uneconomic or push the costs through to consumers in the form of higher electricity prices. This isn't an abstract policy debate. It affects utility bills.
The USTR forced labor tariff hearings opening Tuesday in Washington are a story I'll be watching closely. The three-day Section 301 hearings cover 60 economies, and the comment period closed Monday, with a final decision expected before July 24th. Section 301 of the Trade Act gives the USTR broad authority to investigate and respond to foreign trade practices deemed unfair. Using it to target forced labor across 60 countries simultaneously is an extraordinarily ambitious enforcement scope. Some of these tariffs will affect goods that domestic industries depend on, particularly in electronics, textiles, and solar supply chains. The deadline of July 24th means this is moving fast.
Tesla's decision to cap employee AI spending at $200 per week is an interesting internal policy signal. The policy requires manager approval for expenditures above that threshold, but, and this is the detail that matters, it explicitly exempts Elon Musk's xAI products from the cap. So Tesla employees can use xAI's Grok and related tools without spending limits, but competitor AI tools are capped. That's not just a cost control measure. It's a strategic preference embedded in expense policy. Tesla is effectively using compensation-adjacent policy to steer employees toward xAI's platform, which has obvious commercial implications for xAI's enterprise adoption numbers.
Microsoft's tax routing disclosure deserves scrutiny. A new EU mandatory country-by-country report shows Microsoft routing roughly 40% of its global profits through Ireland, where the company employs about 3% of its staff and pays approximately 12% tax. Microsoft is defending the practice, but the disclosure puts a precise number on something that has long been understood in general terms. The 40% figure is the kind of concrete data point that gives European regulators and legislators and U.S. critics of corporate tax policy something specific to cite in reform arguments. The EU's mandatory disclosure rules are doing exactly what their architects intended, making opaque financial engineering visible.